Fantastic. Oh, I knew that would happen. If I'm in charge of music and technical, there's going to be a botch up. Anyway, good morning and hello. This is the Full Totnes Breakfast Show on 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. And that was Enter Sandman by the Symphonic Rock Orchestra. And I have to say, that really captured me. I really loved it. And it's sort of going up for Med Theatre, actually. because it's a very strong dramatic piece. And I thought, well, let's dedicate that, our first song, to Med Theatre, because today online we're going to be talking to Helen Gilbert, and she is Med Theatre's education officer, and I shall be describing what she gets up to with Med Theatre in full later on. Meantime, yes, I'm Julie Mullen, and I'm in the studio, aka the bedroom, because when Peter Shuren moved over to create a little space for me to do this show, I thought, well, Peter gets up at 7:15 or something like that and has his cup of tea and gets dressed and whatever, kisses the Balani stone, etc. And I thought, well, no, I need to do it a little bit more sort of in a focused way. Let's stay in bed. So here I am, broadcasting from the bed. Yay. On that note, I think we need a little bit of music before we get our traffic and weather from Mr. Martin Seeger, who's right next to me.
Good morning.
Good. We are married, so it's allowed. You're allowed to be close. Here we go. This is Children of Coincidence.
If I hadn't made a left-hand turn, if you hadn't made a right, if I'd waited just a moment more, if you'd missed the light, if that car had never blown its horn, if that friend had stopped to talk, we'd have never met at all. If I didn't take that walk, I'd have gotten there too early. You'd have gotten there too late. We are children of coincidence, coincidence and fate. Crossed connections, lost connections, empty corners, crowded intersections, accidents and incidents, where children of coincidence and chance. If he hadn't stopped to pick it up, if she hadn't dropped her book, when she took it, if she'd noticed him, how come we never looked? If she hadn't been so very white, if he hadn't been so black, would she smile and say hello to him? Would he have turned his back? If she cancelled her appointment, would he break his other day? We are children of coincidence, coincidence and planets were in perfect place, if your sign was on the rise, if my stars were in complete accord, but the sun was in your eyes, you'd have only seen my shadow as I passed you on the street, and it might have been before our souls would meet again, and we would still be strangers, too early and too late.
Children of Coincidence. I like the kind of sway of that song, that if I hadn't have taken a left or a right, I may not have bumped into you. But we chose it because of the traffic connection, to be frank. So that's Children of Coincidence by Dori Previn. I wonder if that's André Previn's sister. Probably not. So right next to me, broadcasting from home on 102.5 FM, is our weather and traffic guru. So we better get him right here. Okay, Mr. Martin Seeger, hello.
Good morning. So, yeah, weather-wise, in general, a wet day.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm afraid.
So no putting my washing out.
No. And then there's strong winds as well, so that your knickers would blow over the wall.
You had to mention knickers, didn't you?
I did. Had to get them in. So at the moment, I think it's reasonably dry, but then there's going to be a band of rain with heavy showers passing through.
How miserable.
Passing eastwards. That's always the silver lining here, isn't it? You know the horrible weather you're getting is heading east, and everyone in London's going to get it later on today. Anyway, so that's what's happening, and it should be starting to clear by mid-afternoon with some cloud lingering. So it's a bit warmer today, 17 degrees, because the cloud's keeping the warm in. But if you go near the coast, very strong winds.
Okay, and I didn't do my jingle. What's the weather? What's the weather? Whether you should stay at home, stay at home, stay at home.
No. You probably should stay at home midday, I'd say. Okay. But maybe this afternoon you can get out.
All right, shall we go for the traffic? This is my traffic jingle, but in fact, just to let everyone know so you can relax and realise I won't be doing this for very much longer, our lovely Di Levy is going to be conjuring up jingles for us, real McCoy jingles. So you won't be having this for very much longer. But what's the traffic? What's the traffic? Whether we should cross a road, cross a road, cross a road.
Well, we've all had to endure that, but I'm afraid there's not much traffic news. Traffic is light at the minute. And it's really not an awful lot to say, like, apart from what I've been saying each day, that there are single lane closures on the A38 every night between 7 in the evening and 6 in the morning.
Fantastic. Martin Seeger, thank you. It's all a bit bumpy this morning because I was trying to hold a diary with information about Helen Gilbert, try and do the technical and also focus on whatever I was saying. So that was a little bit like having too many tops turning and I nearly had a little duck egg. But that's okay. A duck egg on 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio is actually quite lovely, particularly as Med Theatre is actually right out there on Dartmoor. So we need more duck eggs, don't we? So let me tell you a little bit about Med Theatre. So it's Dartmoor-based arts organisation that focuses on young people and the community, creating high-quality arts projects for people of all ages to enjoy and take part in. And the company pulls inspiration from Dartmoor and wider Devon, in particular the folklore, history and ecology of Dartmoor and Exmoor. How wonderful. So Med Theatre was founded by Mark Beeson over 30 years ago. Wow. Beginning with our grassroots, multi-generational community plays. And since then, the company has grown and developed and now works with partners and the community to produce outdoor productions, education workshops and young people's performances, among other things. So that was all sent to me by Helen Gilbert. Thank you so much. We'll be talking to Helen at 8:20. Meantime, let's keep the vibe going, shall we, with a bit of Trucken, the Grateful Dead.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin', like the doo-dah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep truckin' on, on, on. Air
of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means and just won't let you be.
Most of the cats that you meet on the streets speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the doo-dah man once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down.
A little bit of Truckin', the Grateful Dead, and we've had news from Aberystwyth. Peter Sherd is listening. He's probably in his pyjamas too. So apparently that song I played, Children of Coincidence, Dori Previn, yeah, I did say I wonder if that's Andre's wife, and it is. Peter knows everything. Peter, Bev, hello. This is a big wave to you from Totnes. Me and Martin. Come on, let's wave. Can you hear the wave? It's not like the sea, you know. Actually, you can hear the burble of traffic in the background. So I didn't say hello to all our regular listeners. So hello. Today, honestly, I'm slightly upside down just simply because Martin's been teaching me the ropes and I just can't multitask. That's the truth of it all. But having said that, I've got the mic on, I've stopped the music, and I'm going to be ready to call Helen Gilbert in Una Momento. So just to kind of, and now I've got to manhandle this huge, big, giant diary that is so heavy and fat and crazy. Why I decided to get a two-page diary, I don't know. But anyway, let me give you the rundown. So Helen Gilbert is Med Theatre's education officer, and has been for 5 years. She's the lead facilitator in the company's work with young people. She works closely with artistic director Mark Beeson to produce, direct the community plays with education manager Abby Stubbard. So she's curating Med Theatre's education outreach programme. So there you go. You've got the full blurb on her, and it is actually... Oh my God, sorry, the microphone. Do you know, I did say that working from the boudoir would be so comfortable and wonderful. It's not, it's a nightmare. There are wires coming out of my nostrils practically. Here we go, we're going to get Helen on the line, who's in Totnes. Oh, there we are. Always runs so smoothly, this show.
Hello.
Hi, morning, Helen. This is Julie on 102.5 FM, Sound Art Radio. Hello, Totnes. I've been telling the listeners about your work with Med Theatre, and indeed describing a little bit about Med Theatre, but we could get it firsthand from you. We saw one of your shows only sort of weeks ago, and blown away by it, and just the kind of amazing organization came, you know, shining through, that we were welcomed when we got there, we were attended to, shown where to seat. It was all fantastic outside with the most beautiful backdrop at Fingal Bridge. You created this with Mark Beeson, obviously, who's the artistic director. Well done.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed the show. Yeah, yeah. It's an incredible venue, Fingal Bridge. We were very lucky to perform there with support from the National Trust. So, yeah, very fortunate.
How do you choose your locations with the work, Helen? Do you have regular places that you are based at in different communities? How does it all, how do you operate it?
Yeah, so the bulk of our work takes place from Moreton Hampstead, where we have our studio space. And we tend to perform our indoor community plays in Moreton Hampstead Parish Hall and then tour it to other venues around Dartmoor, Parish Halls, Village Halls, whichever. The other place we like to go to is Manerton, which is sort of where Med Theatre started. And with regards to outdoor spaces, it depends on the show. We like to do site-specific locations, which means that they are relevant to the piece that we're doing. Yeah. So Fingal Bridge was perfect for that project because it was about the River Tyne, and the River Tyne runs obviously down through Fingal Bridge. So.
Fantastic. Yeah, that was really well done. Now, tell me a little bit about the cast who were involved in that production. So you had really... people of all ages, children, adults. Were you actually in the show yourself as well?
I was, yes. I was one of the salmon. So there were three salmon who were played by trained professionals. And then kind of overall cast of 20. So 17 of them were community actors. The youngest was 8, nearly 9. And
right.
The oldest was somewhere a little bit older than that. I won't give their age away.
Okay. Wow. I mean, so you, that was, well, we all said how amazing the salmon was. You were one of, you didn't tell me that in your blurb. So are you actually, what's your background? Are you a dancer then?
I have done some dance when I was much younger, but I trained in theatre, and in particular in applied theatre and the use of theatre with communities. Well, perfect for what I do with Med Theatre, but I do love to act, which also makes my job here great because it means that I can get up on stage and sort of help to rally the troops from on stage as well as off.
So you are very multi-talented. You not only obviously the education officer as a formal title, but it sounds to me that you direct, is that right? You produce and you also act and dance. It must be completely thrilling. My background is also in drama, and I trained at Webber Douglas, and I absolutely love. I just have to be around grease paint and I go kind of crazy. If someone said to me, describe a job that would be 100% fantastic, well, you've got that job. So much applause from this end to, because you're where did you actually train, actually? Where did you train?
So I actually studied in Plymouth at UCP Marjon, which is St. Mark and St. John at the time. I ended up staying at home rather than going away due to family problems. But it was great because that course there at the time, although it's an acting course now, at the time it was very much applied drama and global theatre. So it was a really great insight into, you know, the importance of theatre, not just to performers, not just to audience members, but to people from all walks of life who can benefit from drama and, you know, theatrical activities.
Most definitely. So as a theatre, med theatre, are you incredibly busy all the time, or do you have periods of rest where everyone is kind of regenerating and feeling a bit more kind of, you know, let's just find the next programme and devise it and write it? How does it all, you know, how do you actually work? How do you focus on?
Yeah, so for better or for worse, we are very busy most of the time. We're not a massive company. We have, I think, 6 staff members on a regular basis. And, you know, a lot of the time we have a lot to get done. We are a charity, which means that we're always on the lookout for, you know, additional projects and funding and commissions. With the Salmon Project was a commission from the River Tyne Restoration Project, which we're loving being a part of. And, you know, we also have on top of our performances our education programmes. So we're also trying to get out into schools and use those benefits of drama for students, teaching them, you know, various different things through drama skills. And then on top of that, we also have our young company groups, which we run weekly in various locations. We have a filmmaking group we run in Princetown. So, yeah, we are very busy between the small number of us that there is.
Wow, that does sound like you've got a heck of a programme going on. And Mark, who actually is the writer of the shows? What sort of role does Mark take within all of this, since he originated the whole concept of med theatre, from what the information you sent me?
Yeah, Mark founded med theatre within the 80s and just really built this wonderful community to begin with of local actors who just wanted to take part in community plays, and from there he became really passionate about making sure young people were able to access the arts from somewhere like Dartmoor, where there's not very much provision for them to go to groups for things like, you know, arts activities. So he really was passionate about making sure there was a young people's space, the work that we created, and that's why we do our young company groups as well. But in particular, Mark's interest was integrating the adults with the young people, because interestingly, Mark is actually a primatologist. Which means that he was studying blue monkeys in Africa.
Wow.
When he saw a group of blue monkeys who were sitting in a circle, and the outer circle was the grown-up monkeys, and the inside there were 2 smaller circles of the teenage monkeys and the smallest monkeys. And Mark speaks very eloquently, more than I can, about how wonderful it was to see these monkeys interacting through the different generations, and, you know, the teenagers picking on the younger ones or playing with them, and then bored, and the adults just watching carefully and every now and then joining in. So that he kind of wanted to emanate that, the humans, as it were. And he brought that back to Dartmoor, where he'd grown up, and started creating these multi-generational community plays where an 8-year-old might be telling a 75-year-old how to say their line, and, you know, a 60-year-old might be laughing at a 12-year-old's silly jokes. So, yeah, it's a really lovely community that he has created, really, through his passion for both theatre writing and just, you know, humans.
Fantastic, Helen. Really, really strong message. Now, tell me about the Med Theatre's future, future projects that you've got cooking on the stove on Dartmoor. Have you got lots of projects ready, and written for the future, for next summer, or is it just currently in the making?
So it's a little bit of a mixture of both, actually. At the moment, we are off the back of our Salmon play as part of the River Tyne Restoration Project. We're kicking off a poetry and creative writing competition, which is for people of all ages from 5 upwards. And we're just inviting people to write down their own experiences of living by a river, walking by a river, and just to really absorb what people experience in different ways to do with the Severn rivers in particular, and looking particularly at the Tyne. So that's one of our big projects we've got at the moment, and that is open. If people are interested, they can find more information about that on our website. We also have our Young Companies Festival of New Writing, which is coming up. We do this most years, as long as they're not working on another big project, and it's called Dart Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our young company, which is called Wild Mites Young Companies, all original work. So we encourage them to create their own pieces based on something that they're passionate about. That is happening on the 20th and 21st of November, so we're gearing up to that as well. And that's going to be really exciting. We're hoping a lot of people come and watch that because, you know, young people have a lot to say. And it's really valuable, wonderful, rich artwork that they're creating. I'm really excited about that one. And then another very exciting thing we've got coming up is a Cayley, which we're hosting in Moreton Hampstead. And that will be the week after, on the 27th of November. And then as we move forward, we'll be looking at our 2021 community play, which will happen in March. So we will be looking for community cast members for that. And that one is actually going to be quite an interesting environmental piece with a focus on peat and moorland peat.
Wonderful. You are busy, aren't you?
We do try to be.
So do you actually travel to the moor every day?
Yeah, most days. You know, I'm based in Totnes at the moment. So I drive on up to Moreton Hampstead, where most of our work takes place. Or, you know, other days I might go to Plymouth University or Exeter University, or we'll be at a school. Not too long ago, we were as far away as Ottery St Mary's. So we really do sort of cover quite a fair amount of Dartmoor. We're doing our best at the moment to work a bit more in the area of Exmoor as well, because we feel quite passionate about bringing the two moors together a little bit. Lots of travel, but that's one of the positives of the job.
Absolutely. So you've been with Med Theatre for 5 years. What was your initial badge? I mean, what was your initial title? Did you come in as education officer, or did you build into that?
No, I did come in as education officer. Our education manager, Abby, had just moved up to education manager. She'd got a little promotion. So I moved in as the education officer role. I was looking for work at the time, found this incredible job that merged not just drama, one of my main passions, but also history and geography and ecology and all these amazing things. So,
What a gift, what an amazing gift. Now, Mark Beeson, was he in the play as well, Salmon? Was he in that piece?
No, Mark is not going to tread the boards, unfortunately. Mark tends to take a seat back, but he is... He is the key writer on most things. He does like to co-write with some of our young people. So some young people wrote the scenes for Salmon as well. He's very much a great mentor for showing young people how to create original dramas.
Yeah.
And then he takes on the lead director role while I assist him.
I see. Okay. So that's brilliant. But you also have, I noticed when we were there watching and listening, you have a composer. Do you have an in-house composer, or do you use different composers?
We've got Gillian Webster, who works in-house with us. She's both Med Theatre's company development officer and also our composer. And right. Gillian is just fantastic. She knows Mark very well. She knows his writing, and it's just incredible the way she can bring these scripts even more to life with the music that supports both the movement and the action. The music from Salmon was all original pieces.
Brilliant. Yeah, well done for that. And do you ever use other composers?
The most recent experience I've had of using another composer with Med Theatre was a young composer called Johnny Hibbs. Johnny grew up right in the middle of Dartmoor, between Princetown and Postbridge. He's an incredible young musician. He's an incredible dancer. He's one of those annoying people that's very, very talented in every way. And Johnny's gone away to university in London, but we were able to snag him back in to do some composition for one of our recent shows, Earth, Wind, Fire. So we do tend to use Gillian for the most part, but we will also, you know, reach out to young, talented musicians to either assist Gillian or to take on a little bit more responsibility.
Well, honestly, I just think having sat there and experienced it. And not just that, but after we went to see the show, all the communication from Med Theatre, everything that sort of builds a picture in an audience's head, you've got all the tick boxes fired up and roaring. And any of our listeners out there in Totnes, Dartington, or indeed people listen from all over the world, there are even two people listening in Aberystwyth, would you believe it? I actually know that for a fact. If you are out there, Med Theatre is definitely the one to follow and to look up and to join, really, and support, most definitely. So could you just flag up for us before we finish how people will find you or can find you online, and definitely in terms of that poetry competition that you flagged up about the rivers, how will they find information on that, Helen?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first port of call could always be our website, which is www.nextheatre.co.uk.
Brilliant.
There is also all of our social media accounts, which are Med Theatre, Med Theatre on Twitter, Med Theatre on Facebook. We also have an Instagram account, which is Med Theatre 17. And if anybody just had any general questions, they'd also, of course, be welcome to email us at any point, which is info@medtheatre.co.uk. We love to hear from people, particularly anyone interested in joining any of our activities.
Fantastic. Helen Gilbert, you have been amazing, and thank you so much for coming on the Full Totnes Breakfast Show this morning. And we'll definitely stay in contact with you and be up for see anything that's out there that you're doing. We'd love to be part of that.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Julie.
Thank you. Take good care now.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Helen Gilbert. Wow. To Med Theatre. Seriously. I mean, I wouldn't have had a clue about it, but a lovely friend from the poetry community, who's gone off to study music, actually, opera, Kerry Priest, she flagged up this show that was coming on at Fingal Bridge. And wasn't it brilliant, Martin?
Yeah, it was excellent.
It really was. It was just something that you probably never forget.
The combination, I felt. You know, it's the fact that you had young children acting.
Yeah.
Doing that bit. And then you had the salmon.
Yeah.
That Helen was one of. Doing this incredible.
And you said, my God, that
they're dancing.
Their dancing was really, really exquisite and so compelling. But the drama of the piece as well, it was sending a message, and it wasn't a heavy duty.
Yeah, and there's comedy with the older actors as well, which lined it up a bit, because yes, it's quite a sad message about the salmon.
I have to say, the next night we had salmon in the fridge, and I think I threw it away, actually.
No, you shouldn't be doing that.
No, I shouldn't. No, but it actually did make me think, seriously. So that was a very strong message. Now, I have, because I'm a lunatic, got a little bit of something for you. But yes, that's right. Songs of Love. That's the one we need, isn't it? The Divine Comedy. So let's get a little bit of Songs of Love. This is for you, Bev and Pete.
Pale pubescent beasts roam through the streets and coffee shops. Their prey gather in herds, the stiff knee-length skirts and white ankle socks. But while they search for a mate, my type hibernate in bedrooms above. Composing their songs of love. Young uniform lines in uniform lines and uniform ties. Run around with trousers on fire and signs of desire they cannot disguise. Light as the birds in that circle above. To put in my song, my songs of love. Fate doesn't hang on a wrong or right choice. Fortune depends on the tone of your voice. So sing
sunshine down from above and fill you with songs of love. Take me.
Songs of Love by Divine Comedy. If you've just tuned in, this is 102.5 FM, the Full Totnes Breakfast Show with me, Julie Mullen, and my dearest husband, Martin Seeger, next to me. Well, he was. He's disappeared, actually. I think he's dropped me in it because he knows this is my first day on technical, and he's thinking, let's see if she could manage it on her own. And indeed, well, I don't know. It's pretty simple, supposedly. But typical me, I'm like... So we've had a great week on the Full Totnes Breakfast Show. We had Di Levy. Di Levy, punk, rock, indie. She was great. And that was on Monday. And we've had Chris White. We've had Robert Garnham. And this morning, Helen Gilbert from Med Theatre. So we're rocking. And tomorrow we have Mr. Simon Williams. And Simon Williams has been writing poetry for years and is a fab poet. And certainly it was Simon and Susan, Susan and Simon, who I met probably, I would say 2015, maybe at the end of 2015 or something. And I bumped into them in Totnes and I said, oh, because I discovered they were poets. And I said, oh, God, I used to go to so much poetry, so many poetry events in London and around and about, and actually ran the Word Cafe. And I can't find anything in Devon. And they laughed. Oh, my God, they laughed. They laughed and they said, are you joking? There's poetry everywhere in Devon. And they put me on the right track. So Simon Williams runs a brilliant online poetry a day gig in April and in September. So today is the final day of everyone who's been participating. So it's quite sad, actually. I'm feeling that sort of... In fact, yesterday, three of the poems were so emotional. I was a weeping mess. But they were brilliant, and it has been brilliant. I mean, I tend to write something very quickly and put it out there and think, why did I do that? But it's fine. It's great. Just the whole process of getting going, of writing, of beginning something, because you can always go back to a poem and edit it or make something else. Now, let's have a little bit of Tin Man. Do you think? Should we have America? I think so. So Simon Williams is coming on tomorrow at 8:20.
Sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that waits among on the shelves. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke, glass, stain, bright color, image going down, 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 down. Soap, sud, green like a ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was a reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke, glass, stained black cup, image going down, down. That he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me. Ooh.
Tin Man by America. And actually, Martin just flagged up the coincidence of the River Tin. So, oh my God, of course. It's all happening, isn't it? It's all spooky and happening on the Full Totnes Breakfast Show. Also, it mentioned traffic. So what's going on? I loved that first, well, it was second one, isn't it? The Dori Previn, Crazy, Children of Coincidence. Loved that song. But actually, it's so much fun. Now, I just want to flag up, alongside Med Theatre, about people who are out there working for the community, making things happen. Now, there's Bob the Bus. When I know Peter Schoen drives that bus. That's an amazing thing out there. That's for the community. But the Sound Art Radio. So this is just a little bit. I'm just going to give you Sound Art. I'm not holding anything. Usually, we'll do it together. Come on. Usually I'm holding something, a pen or a book, and I can't do my clapping. I couldn't yesterday when Robert Garnon was on the show, but can today. So Lucinda and also Chris, and everyone else that makes it tick, all the presenters, just bigging you up right now because, you know, it having a community radio, it's not just exciting for us to be part of it, but for the listeners as well. So if you're out there in Totnes, put your thumbs up for Sound Art Radio. So as I say, Simon Williams will be with us tomorrow at 8:20. Now, this song is going out especially to Simon.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Love that song. Bit of Neil Young, Old Man. Martin was giggling because he thought I meant that Simon was a lot. No, I just love the song. He's still giggling. So yes, flagging up that Simon Williams will be performing poetry and chatting about what goes on in his life. Because, you know, with the old Lockie Downey, all the gigs seem to have sort of closed up. But bit by bit, as Robert Garnham said yesterday, they are beginning to freshen their doors, open up and provide a bit of entertainment for all of us out here that are longing for that. So that's exciting news. And indeed, all the info that Helen talked about this morning about Med Theatre. There's something really fantastic about going to the theatre outside. I love that concept. It's completely brilliant. And we had a wonderful time. So, yes, I have got rather a fabulous piece now for you. It's the Guitar Metal Heroes. Okay, so this is for you, Pete and Bev. This week I'm dedicating songs to everyone. I don't know why I'm obviously just in the mood of generosity. Here we go. Thank you. a little bit of guitar metal heroes and a track called One. I just want to say a huge thank you to Helen Gilbert, our guest today from Med Theatre. Thank you so much for telling us all about the fantastic things you get up to on a day-to-day. Wow. And also huge thanks to Mr. Martin Seeger on traffic and weather. Thanks, Martin.
It's all right, it's a pleasure.
So what did you reckon? Have I passed my test?
Yeah, I think you're self-sufficient.
Am I self-sufficient?
Oh, you are.
Oh my God. That means that tomorrow Martin is going out into the environs to actually smell the weather firsthand on his mobile phone, coming into the studio in the boudoir. How exciting is that? He'll be on the dog walk, so if anything dramatic happens, there'll be Hero barking away. So can't wait for Independence Day. Oh, my giddy auntie, I shall be sweating it. But hopefully, I mean, things have gone wrong in the past. I don't expect any different. So let's just say to our Totnes listeners and to those out there in Dartington and wherever you're located, have a great day. We're going to go out with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Elton John. But tomorrow is very exciting because we have Simon Williams on the show, who has done a grand job at Poem A Day September. Thank you, Simon Williams. So see you soon. See you tomorrow. Ta-da!